Okay.
All right. Hey guys, so today we have our guests. First off, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Josie Todd. I'm a senior.
Hi, I'm Haywan Tafari. I'm also a senior.
And we have someone else joining us on.
Are there guests?
Yes.
What's your name?
I'm Spencer Hong. I'm a senior here at Westmont High School.
All right, lit, lit. So first off, how's you guys like start the school year going?
Amazing. It's been amazing. Start of senior year.
Very busy.
Oh yeah. So I guess our whole kind of like theme is like spirit. So how does like school spirit like make a difference for you guys? Like someone can start, anyone.
Okay, I'll start. I definitely think school spirit makes kids creates a sense of unity within.
One thing. I'm sorry. I was interrupting you. Don't steal anything here. Spencer.
I think school spirit creates a sense of belonging, like within a student body. Like when you go to a lot of school events, you start to want to join, and that like wanting creates like a kind of environment where like everyone is kind of one and you all want to do similar things.
Definitely.
Spencer talking now. Thank you, Spencer, for joining us.
This is Spencer now, but yeah, definitely. I can answer that too. I definitely think like school spirits, definitely like, I think I don't see it as a bunch of different individuals. I see it more as like a family. Like we as a school are more as a family, doing something, doing activities, participating as one student body and one family. Like we all contribute to one thing and one aspiration. And I think, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what has already been said before, just like having a sense of belonging for students, and they kind of, it's really cool to see people like supporting their school and kind of having that in common and that kind of bringing people together.
So kind of like a common theme that I'm seeing is like a family, like belonging when, you know, everyone's in school spirit or like when we're at a football game or homecoming, just like a theme that everyone follows, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
We all like become one, you know?
Yeah.
Spencer, you're like a football player. You're on the field, so you kind of see it from the view of like the third person. Does it like, does the student section, like the spirit in general, like does it translate to you guys on the field? Like, how does it help you guys?
Oh, definitely, 1,000%. And the football guys talk about it all the time. You guys, the student section, and that school spirit that we bring every Friday, you, it's a big part. It's definitely a big part. When we see, like we always talk about it in the huddle, like all these people, they're here for us. They're here for us. They came out here. They took the time out of their day to just come out here for us. So it's definitely a big part. And seeing all of them here for one thing, for to watch us play, it's really special, definitely. And I just, you, ASB and everyone around the school, they're doing a tremendous job and I can't be more proud.
Let's see. What's your guys' like, what event do you guys think at Westmont kind of like has like the most spirit, or like what are your guys' like favorite events at Westmont? Like the energy levels and all as a whole. And like what does it mean to you guys to have those stuff?
Yeah, we'll start with Haywan.
Okay. I think for me, my favorite is definitely the football games because there's always like a theme that you can dress up to. So it kind of gives people something fun to participate in. And it's a great way to connect with other people that maybe you wouldn't be able to connect with in classes and stuff. And I definitely think it's a great way, like when you're doing all the cheers and everyone's in sync, it's really cool because you feel like you're part of something bigger, you know? And I think that's really special.
I definitely had add on to Haywan. I want to say HOKO week, definitely. That's probably the busiest, also the most spirited, because every day you have something that you can contribute to, which is really special. Like, I don't think any, I mean, probably other schools have that, but I think Westmont does it. It's extremely unique. And it's just really special. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think like football games, of course, homecoming, of course. I also really think that Battle of the Classes, like we're all kind of like fighting for points. Like it creates like a sense of unity within the school, but also your class. So like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, everyone's trying to like become a team to try to get enough spirit points to win the cup. So like that definitely has a lot of spirit for sure.
Yeah, and we have someone new joining us, so would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Owen Zinn, and I am a sophomore.
Nice. Well, we're just kind of on the topic of school spirit, as you're aware. So, Mason?
Oh, and the last question we answered was, like, what's your, like, favorite event at Westmont? Obviously, you're a sophomore, so, like, you had freshman year. Mm-hmm. So, like, that also, like, shapes, like, the school and, like, how you view the school, how you feel the spirit and, like, sense of community it has. What's, like, your favorite school event so far? Whether it be, like, football games or HOKO week or Winter Wishes, what's, like, your favorite?
In my personal opinion, I really liked Battle of the Classes. It was just, everyone was, like, so spirited. Everyone was rooting for each other in our classes, and I felt like us as a class, we were so united and stuff like that. So, and it was also really fun earning all the spirit points and stuff like that. So, yeah, Battle of the Classes.
So, obviously, like, school spirit boosts, like, the your guys' motivation, like, at football games and stuff. Do you guys think that, like, do ASB and all the other clubs doing events outside of, like, school, does it, like, help you stay motivated, like, with school itself at all?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, everybody else is putting in, like, their whole time and effort, and, you know, as spirit, we kind of got to be there and support them and cheer them on, you know, so knowing that they're working hard makes me, you know, also want to work hard, so.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Seeing everyone put in so much work towards something they're really passionate about, like, you just want to be there to support them and kind of, like you said, cheer them on. Yeah, just being there for other students is, like, really important to be a support system at Westmont.
Yeah,
I agree with what's already been said. And I feel like all these different things that Westmont has help Westmont stand out in unique ways. And I feel like that's a really cool way to see people doing what they're passionate about and what they love and being able to say, oh, Westmont is really cool because we have a bunch of these different opportunities for people and a bunch of different ways people can get involved and express their interests.
Definitely. I think adding on to Owen, he talked about their hard work, right? Yeah. And, like, seeing that pay off, I think it's definitely, like, inspiring, and it motivates others around the school. Like, we see that they work hard and they put out such amazing stuff for our school, for our student body. And I think we try to embody that, and we want to embody that into our everyday lives outside of school too. Just being that hardworking individual, being the best version of yourself. I think that's what they definitely want to represent, and I think that's what they're doing. So,
yeah. I was just gonna say that I think at the beginning when you're in your freshman year, there's always a speech that's like, "Oh, get involved," and I think that sometimes people goes in one ear right out the other. But I think that that's probably one of the most, like, valuable things, because getting involved at Westmont really, like, introduces you to new groups of people. Like, you meet a ton of, like, obviously, like, friendships that you can, like, you're gonna maintain outside of high school. Which I think that's super, something super special and unique about Westmont.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Like, just from, for example, the football games, like, people just, like, come up and, like, talk to me, and then, like, I become friends with them or something. Like, you just get random people that, like, you just, like, meet, and, like, it just kind of feels good, because, like, when the whole school is together, you know, it just makes the community stronger and feel more supported, and, like, that always is, like, a benefit. Oh. How do you guys see, like, the role of school traditions? Like, do you guys think school traditions, like, help in maintaining and boosting school spirit? Or what?
I don't know. Yeah, I think that especially, like, going from freshman to sophomore year, when you, like, you go through your first year, you don't really know what's going on, and then you know that it's gonna, like, if you don't get involved, you know that when it comes around next year, you can get involved. Like, having those things like Powerpuff and Lip Sync, and I mean, everything really, like Winter Wishes, all those traditions are really valuable to maintain those 4 years, because it really creates, like, this environment where people are like, oh, like, I want to do that next year. I want to get involved. I want to be a part of that. I saw how much fun they had last year, and I can do it. I have the opportunity to do it again. So, yeah, I definitely think it's important.
Yeah, I do agree with Josie. Just, I think it's all about opportunity, right? Like, freshman year, and like Josie said, like, you don't really know what's going on, but as you get through your few high school years, you definitely have the opportunity. I think it's all about opportunity and like just even if people don't want to do it, at least you're giving them the shot to do it, right? If you give them the opportunity, that's we're boosting school spirit just in that. If they know about it and it's in their head and they can choose whether or not to do it or not, I think that's the best we can do. And then if they do it, then we have an outcome.
I definitely agree with that. And I think in terms of school spirit, I feel like having something that your school does every year and maybe that other schools don't do as often, I think it definitely can help people feel proud of their school. And
yeah, no, for sure.
I think that's probably it.
It's especially since like most schools, like it's like a Westmont tradition. Now, not many schools do what we do. And I think that's really special because it's like, you know, it's kind of like our thing. And the more we do it every year, like the more I feel like the more spirited people get, like especially like when you start as a freshman, I think throughout the years you progressively get more spirited because it's like,
yeah.
So,
and then almost done. Is there any ways like you guys think Westmont like as a whole can like improve in their like spirit, whether it be spirit section, spirit throughout the whole school year, and like just supporting students in general?
Or if you maybe think that things are good, just like kind of admiring or giving like credit to the things that are good.
Definitely. I can talk about giving credit. I think you guys, as a football player, you guys are amazing. Like the student section and the spirit is, it's wow. It's unique. It's like nothing I've ever seen actually, but it's truly amazing. I think definitely what we've been doing on campus. I love like club fair. I think that is a great opportunity for people just for putting themselves out there. Like I know there's people that are scared to put themselves out there. And honestly, when I was growing up, I was one of those kids, but then I think people like I grew into that and people helped me with that. And I think just these interactions that you have with people, even if it's one person, just one-on-one, those interactions that you have with others that we at Westmont do, it really helps. Really, truly.
Okay. I think that Westmont does a really great job, like Spencer was saying, especially like I said earlier with like Battle of the Classes and homecoming, stuff like that, where you have to kind of earn the points. Definitely like that is very creative and it really makes this like the school spirit go up 100%. Like everyone's participating in spirit days. Like the spirit weeks are so much fun anyway. And so having people have a reason to want to participate for the sake of winning and not just participating, like it gets so many more people wanting to do it. And
yeah, for sure.
Anything else?
I was just going to say that I really like the dress up days. And I think that it's really cool to see people getting creative with the outfits that kind of fit the different themes. And it's a really cool way to see people get involved, but also put their own like kind of spin on things.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like you guys are, I mean, you've only been on Westmont for, this is your second year now. And I think like all of us are like seniors and juniors. What's your guys's favorite day then that you guys remember, like dress up day or like theme or actually spirit week in general?
I mean, always the most creative one that like everyone does different every year is anything but a backpack day. Freshman, you see like all the seniors did like I don't even, it was just random things. And then like, even if you bring like your laundry hamper or like your suitcase, like it's so creative. You have like the liberty to do anything. Like that's always so fun.
Damn. Someone brought like a wheelbarrow.
I've seen a microwave.
What you guys like, Spencer and Owen?
What was that one? I think we did, what was it? Barbecue Dad Soccer Mom?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Two years ago. With short. Yeah.
I love that one because I saw like stuff I wouldn't even like see like at a soccer game or a barbecue. But just like Hayvon said, like everybody put their unique spin on it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, adding to the anything but a backpack day, I saw some really creative stuff. And I think like a lot of it was really funny too. So like, I think I saw someone like had a microwave. I saw people with laundry hampers, people with, I don't know if this was in middle school or not, but I thought I saw someone bring a fridge.
I saw Mickey for John and Dolly once.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I don't know. I think for me speaking, we had the, it was like the Adam Sandler day, or it was like Adam Sandler, there was like another theme. But it was so fun. Like, just seeing everyone's interpretation of Adam Sandler has just been my favorite thing. But yeah.
Yeah, the Rhyme Without Reason one last BOTC was pretty good. Because you'll have like the basic ones, but then you'll see like the people get really creative. And like, those are really fun to like look at. Yeah. Any other
closing remarks about spirit that you guys think would be important or like relevant to the conversation? Like, I'm just giving like admiration, thanks, shout outs, anything you guys want.
I think one thing, just this is probably going out to all of Westmont, correct? Just for you guys tuning in, make sure to get involved. I think definitely as a freshman, I just put myself out there and I'm extremely grateful for why I did that. And I'm just, that's my one message to you. Just put yourself out there. Try new things. Go outside your bubble. Meet new people. I think that's all I can say.
Yeah, Matt Spencer.
You could not have put it much better.
Yeah.
Like, get involved. Like, it's a lot more fun. It's a little scary at first, but, like, you'll see and, like, see it's not that bad. And you might be uneasy on it, but, like, it brings you so much joy and memories. Like, you only live once, you know? And high school is one of the best times. And yeah.
All right. Well, an Amber Alert's going off. So I think we're going to cut it there. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. It's okay. It's just rolling. We just like, okay. You ready, Mason?
All right. So, all right. We're here with our other guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello. Hello. I'm Miss Saldana, and I'm the activities director.
Okay. So, you've been here for years now, so you've seen it all. In your opinion, what is school spirit to you?
To me, school spirit is about just a joy and pride for your school and your community. It's about coming together and realizing that you're part of this history and the future and the present. And more than anything, it's a lot of fun. It's just about like getting caught up in the excitement and pride.
Yeah. You kind of like started talking about it. Like, sorry, just lost my train of thought. And what, like, how does like school spirit, like, how does it create like a sense of belonging for students? Like, in what ways and like how?
Sure. I think anytime you're somewhere that you feel like other people are part of the same thing you are, that creates a sense of belonging. And we have so much to be proud of here at Westmont. We have an incredibly kind and inclusive campus. We have so many ways for people to get involved. And so I think when people can feel that they have connected with other people and they have something like that in common, then you feel that spirit.
How does like school spirit, do you think it like translates to like student motivation, like outside of like football games and that stuff, like in school itself in general, like as a student, like it motivates them?
100%. I think that a lot of times people don't give student activities and spirit enough credit for the motivation that it provides. Think about it. When you were a kid, all you wanted to do was come to school. You were looking forward to it. You were excited to wake up in the morning and get dressed and go see your friends and be a part of it. And somewhere along the way, we lose that. But if we're able to recognize what's incredible about our campus and each other and our community, and really focus on that, then we're going to come in then and want to be here. And when we want to be here, we try harder.
Yeah, couldn't say it better. How do you see like school traditions? Like, how do you see those playing an impact on boosting, increasing, and like just the overall impact on school spirit?
Well, I think I mentioned that part of spirit to me is about recognizing the history and the future. And so it's remembering that not only are you a part of a group that's bigger than yourself that's here now, but the people that came before you and the people that came after. And the really cool thing is that traditions don't take long to establish. I mean, when you guys think about it, there are things that people will say right now are totally tradition, but they only started a couple of years ago because they're all that you know. And so traditions can change, but then there are other things that we do that have been done for many, many years. And you can go back and look through yearbooks from 1964 and stuff like that and see that people were experiencing what you did. And we have a campus that's really rich with alumni. I know that when I was in high school, it wasn't that way, but there are so many teachers here who were students here. And so it's really, really cool when you realize that they experience some of the same things in these very rooms, these very halls, these very stands that you guys did. And it makes you recognize how you're a part of a huge legacy and creating new traditions that people will be celebrating down the line as well.
Mm. Like, what would you, like being an activities director for, I'm assuming like a lot of years.
Sure.
Like, what is a tradition that you've seen in particular that has like grown, like that students have just come to love, and maybe your personal favorite tradition that we do here at Westmont?
Well, Winter Wishes started my first year. So that would be something that Branham had started it the year before. And I actually started the job like 2 weeks before homecoming. So their activities director moved to be an AP. They called and recruited me over from a middle school. And so I was, you know, barely part of it as that year started. And they said, you know, we heard about this cool thing they're doing at Branham. Can we look at doing it here? And so watching that become such a part of what I would say is the fabric of our community here at Westmont has been something I'm really proud of. We've granted about 3,000 wishes since I've started. And that would be something I would say. Another thing that I am really proud of is the way that we look at our traditions. I remember fighting so hard and working with the students to support as we went from having the traditional homecoming king and queen to royals and looking at gender neutral activities and being willing to get rid of some of the activities that we had that did not fit with the inclusive message that we wanted to send. And another thing would be the Battle of the Belt. You know, that was something that just started. And we really wanted to play up our rivalry and in a friendly way, in a positive sportsmanship way, and worked hard to bring that here.
That's something that I actually really like love that you mentioned, because like being at Westmont, I feel for me personally has like, there's so many different clubs and we offer like mm-hmm. so many different programs here that yeah. are just so like amazing for especially incoming freshmen, like
yeah.
be coming here, especially like I think I'm a junior now, so coming here like 2 years ago kind of mm-hmm. not really like knowing the group yeah. of high school, there was just things like Life Crew and just so many different activities that we have yeah. here just help so much. And I think that they're so widely known and we implement them so well into our, you know, especially like going to English classes, just stuff yeah. like that. It's just so amazing. And I just like want to say that on record, because it's just so amazing that like we have all that here and it's super amazing.
We do have a super robust campus. In fact, when I started here, I remember bragging about how we had 30 clubs on campus. Oh my gosh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Well, now we have 115 clubs.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show how much our school has grown to provide opportunities for people to find their place. Whatever you want to get involved with, you just want to find your people and you want to know that you have that community. And this school has so many groups that provide that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I love how like inclusive and like mm-hmm. our school is, like whether it be the teachers, like, we have a lot of wonderful teachers. Mm-hmm. And like, there's just something for everybody.
Yeah.
And that'll definitely like help bring a sense of community and like make everyone feel as if they belong, mm-hmm. like make sure they have a place here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, even if you want to look at specifically things like our cultural and identity clubs, we had 2 when I started here and we now have 14. Yes. So people are wanting to express themselves and feel safe to be able to do so. And I think that that is something that I'm super proud of here at Westmont.
Mm-hmm.
How like, do you think spirit can like be boosted or like improve? Like it's like a tradition and like, it just kind of gradually builds up. And like, sometimes you have periods where it goes down, but like, how can you continue like improving it, or like boosting it?
Sure. So if you want to just step back to a football game, for example, we actually have one of the best student sections in the South Bay, for sure. I know a lot of other schools comment on what our student section is like, and I'm really proud of that. We have Warzone captains. Warzone is our student section name. We've had Warzone captains like Mason who have worked super hard over the years to start to boost spirit and to really turn that around, because it was not always like that. But if you're talking across campus, I think the biggest thing is to take risks, to be willing to put yourself out there and get involved. You might try something, not like it. That's okay. There are 114 other clubs you can try out until you find the one that fits. And so I think that more than anything, it's just get involved. You're welcome. We want you here, and we want you to be at our events. Our homecoming dance, again, when I started here, was about 450 people. Now we average about 1,100.
Yeah.
Because we want it to be a place where everybody wants to be and everybody feels comfortable. And I think that our numbers have shown that growth. But I know there are also people out there who are afraid to take the risk and try those things. The only things I really regret on life are those things that I wish I had tried. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no regrets. Just give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think when there's always that speech that at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. Try it, get involved, involved. And, I think freshman year, I wasn't as involved as I am now.
Sure.
I think that people kind of take that speech as a grain of salt. But I think actually speaking as now an upperclassman, it's so important to get involved, because when you're involved, I think not only are you supported, again, how we've been talking about, with clubs, you're not only supported by people who, share your interest, share your common interest, but it just kind of makes your experience just overall more enjoyable. Getting involved, being, friendly with your teachers, establishing kind of just good communications, especially when you leave high school. I think that's super important. And I feel now me seeing graduating soon in a year, I'm really happy that I think this school created these friendships that are able to be last, that are going to last after high school.
Yeah.
Which is super amazing.
Sometimes I hear people say, I want to get involved with clubs as a sophomore and I want to kind of figure it out. But the thing is, you want to find your people, and you're going to find your people by getting involved in the interests that you like. So try the club now, find your people, and then, the other stuff will fall into place.
But,
yeah.
I just forgot what I was going to say. But no, as Gio said, I totally agree with getting involved. I've tried to get involved as much as I can. And I realized how fast high school passes. And I'm really grateful for getting involved. It's whether it be something small or something big, you create everlasting memories that will forever impact you, everlasting connections and relationships. And just the experiences you get and everything is just really impactful to you, as a person. It really helps describe in your high school experience as a whole.
Yeah.
And I do definitely want to give a shout out, especially being the activity director. I do want to give a shout out to all of ASB, hopefully next year, but ASB is definitely, I think in my opinion, the glue to our school, and just everything that you guys do, from again, spirit captains and club management, and just the way that the school flows because of ASB is just so amazing. And I just want to give a shout out to ASB, and I really appreciate all you guys do for us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you too.
But I think that pretty much concludes it. Thank you so much, Miss Aldon.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.